Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
As I watch this session of the Montana legislature trying to spend billions in federal COVID relief dollars, I'm reminded that several years ago,
at a large gathering of Montana's school principals, one legislator addressed the crowd and said, "We can no longer just focus on the money. We need to start focusing on the kids." She reiterated that this can no longer be just about the money and then sat down. You could have heard a pin drop, at which point a man near the front stood up, obviously upset, and made an extremely insightful statement. He said, "No, Representative, you've got it wrong. This is about the money. This is all about the money." At which point the crowd cheered and gave him a standing ovation. It's sad but true. When it comes to the legislature, one thing is for certain. It's all about the money. In fact, every day at the Capitol, in front of the Appropriations Committee room, long lines of department heads, heads of agencies, the governor's staff, and individuals stand figuratively with their hands out, asking for money. And some not so politely. Some, in fact, threaten, cajole, and demand increases in salary, agency budgets, and welfare payments. And some legislators are overwhelmed. One said to another recently, "How can you be so insensitive and just say no? These people are desperate. They need our help." And that, my friends, is the classic manifestation of the Robin Hood syndrome. It results in raising taxes on one group of people so you can give the money to another, and it's been happening for centuries. In fact, Davy Crockett, when he was a member of Congress, was once asked to appropriate some money for the relief of a widow whose husband was an officer in the War of 1812. She was poor and desperate, and Congress was about to give her the money when Crockett rose and killed the bill. He said the money wasn't theirs to give, and suggested instead that every member of Congress make a personal donation, which is what they did. Later, when asked why he did that, he hearkened back to a fire that had broken out in Georgetown a few years before. Many houses were burned, and Congress appropriated $20,000 for relief. Crockett voted yes, and the next summer, while campaigning, was taken to task by a farmer who was a constituent. The man asked Crockett where in the Constitution he found the authority to give away public money to charity. Crockett admitted that it wasn't there, but said surely giving money to alleviate suffering was a noble thing to do. The man agreed, but said that wasn't the point. He said the power of collecting and dispersing money at pleasure is the most dangerous power that can be entrusted to a man. He said Crockett should surely see what a wide door this could open to fraud, corruption, and favoritism. The farmer finished by saying that members of Congress had the right to give as much of their own money as they please, but had no right to touch a dollar of the public money for that purpose. Crockett stood chastened and agreed never to do it again. That's why he voted no on the appropriation to the widow. It's too bad we've forgotten these principles. In Rome, Marcus Tullius Cicero once said, "Not to know what happened before you were born, that is to be always a boy, to be forever a child." When we look at the financial situation of the United States, or even at Montana and its dependence on federal dollars, we see that the words of the farmer have come true. Policymakers regularly play Robin Hood, taking from some to give to others, and the system is rife with fraud, corruption, and favoritism. So the school principal got it right. Whether it's legitimate government expenses or dollars for special interests, when you're at the Capitol, it's all about the money. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.